Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip comes from a local listener, Chris Crouch of Burbank, California. He writes, "First of all, I love your podcast." Well, thanks, Chris. "I'm a Krav Maga instructor in Chatsworth, and I bring up your podcast and tips to my students and members of my church on a regular basis. I have a quick tip for you that is so obvious it kills me when I see people failing to do it. Step away from the curb." A quick explanation of what I mean. I see so many people walk up to the crosswalk button, press it, then just stand there waiting for the light to turn. This is especially dangerous at intersections when you have left-turning vehicles coming right at you. I've gotten into the habit of not only backing away after I press the button, but also using the light post as a kind of barrier between me and the traffic. I'll admit I've never really thought about this until a few years ago when I was almost hit by a car making an illegal U-turn. I passed this tip along to my friends and family, but thought it might be one of those duh moments for your listeners. Thanks again for taking the time to share your experience and knowledge with those of us in podcast land. Well, thanks, Chris. That is actually a great tip, and I can't tell you how often I've seen cars jump the curb while turning. The streets of Los Angeles are crowded, and people are always trying to squeeze in where they can. I've even seen a pedestrian get clipped by a pickup truck turning right when the driver was looking left. The curb is not a barrier, and it won't stop an idiot driver in a 2-ton machine. Those extra few feet of space between you and the street won't cost you any time, but it could save you some serious injury. So, great tip, Chris. And as always, don't forget that we have a 20% discount on subscriptions to Taekwondo Times magazine. Just enter our exclusive promo code of PRACDEF01 at checkout. The subscription to the print edition includes digital copies as well. You can find a promo code and a link in the show notes. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.